Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday and it's 4:30, and that means only one thing here on the ride home, that it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. Every Friday at 4:30, Captain Dave Fletcher stops by to give you a little taste of what you can expect to find if you're heading outdoors this weekend. If getting outdoors sounds like fun to you, but you're not sure where to start, head to NanticokeOutfitters.com and book your guided hunt or fishing trip today. So, Captain Dave, I mean, it feels like for the last 3 or 4 months we've been talking about, you know, bad weather weekends, bad weather weekends, bad weather weekends. Yeah. Not happening this weekend, though, and that should lead to some fun times for our friends getting outside, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, it's not as cold as we would like for the hunting side of things, but for those that are still fishing, what a great weekend to get out. We've got little to no wind tomorrow, so it's a nice day to sneak out there and wet a line if you can. Now, on the hunting side, I will tell you, the whitetail rut. Last week I had mentioned the second phase is where we were, and it was starting to come to an end. Well, it's ended. It's definitely wrapping up. So really start thinking about your mineral strategy. And you're going to want to hunt over food sources, because all those big bucks are now thinking about one thing, and that's eating, because they're hungry and they're tired. Now, the Sika rut, that has also ended. They're back to their nocturnal pattern. You've got to work really hard to find them now. They're also focused on food. But I do want to share one thing, Gary, and this is almost like my PSA for the day. I got to share that those hinds are potentially carrying your next potential trophy. So think about that before you pull the trigger on one of those hinds. Yes, we all want the freezer queen. We love the meat. But keep in mind, we're at the point now where they're probably carrying a little bit. So just keep that in mind as you're out chasing the Sika deer around.
You know, we've been talking throughout this season, you know, following the Sika trend, et cetera. But I didn't realize that, you know, Sika was so different than white-tailed deer. What makes the Sika such a treasure here on the shore, and why are people so focused on that side of the hunt?
Well, you know, there's two things there, Gary. One is the meat. The venison from Sika is delicious. It is one of the best wild game animals you can eat. And the other thing is, I think the attraction is the fact that you can only find them in this area. You can't go to other locations and find them. Yes, they're in high fence areas, right? So you've got different outfitters and operations that run high fence hunts where they raise them and then allow you to come in and harvest them. But we have the only real true wild Japanese Sika herd that you can go out and hunt. And so there's an attraction for that, right? That's kind of exciting. This is where you come. And honestly, I get hunters from all over the country coming here specifically to try to harvest the Sika deer.
Well, that makes perfect sense now when you mentioned the trophy aspect of finding a Sika at this point in the season. We've been talking the last couple of weeks, and I know folks are getting excited. Duck and goose season not far, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We just had today opening day of duck and goose in Maryland. Delaware is a little bit ahead of us. They got to start last week. But actually, Delaware goose season starts tomorrow. But their duck season started last week. We just started today. I had a client from North Carolina, him and his two sons. We went out, had a great hunt, and we're going to be out again tomorrow. And hopefully we have another good hunt. There's lots of good ducks in the area. So if you're going to go out and chase some ducks, I know there's not a lot of wind, but they're moving. They moved early, so take advantage of that. There's also large groups of geese in the area. They really have picked up. And like I said, goose hunting just started today, so I expect to see some really nice large groups of geese flying throughout the area, both on the water and on land. Also in Maryland, don't forget, our muzzleloader season starts tomorrow. That's December 16th through December 30th. And duck season for both Maryland and Delaware are now in, and they run until the end of January.
Now, Captain Dave, I was talking to Lauren Hitch from Outdoors Delmarva a little earlier in the hallway. I know you're going to be on this weekend's episode of Outdoors Delmarva. You had a person in town that went out with you and Jason on a Sika hunt. Will folks maybe get a tip or two from you how to land one of those for themselves if they're heading out this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, that is airing. I appreciate you mentioning that. That it will air Saturday night. We had a nice little hunt. I don't want to let you know whether or not we harvest anything because you'll have to watch it to find out. But yes, I do talk a little bit about the hunt and what it takes to harvest a Sika deer. And I'll tell you, while we're talking about some shameless self-promotions, another reminder, 25% off everything on the Nanticoke Outfitters website, including the Nanticoke Outfitters Marsh Mud Coffee, using code THANKFUL25. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.